You had something to say?
I guess I'm struggling with my resistance to wake up. I have a little problem with understanding. I guess I never thought self-interest in the way you're presenting it was in itself a bad thing, and I never acquainted it with selfishness. I mean, equated it.
Hey, bad comes from you. I didn't say it's bad.
Well,
I said it's self-interest.
Asking,
you added bad.
Because self-interest, to me, it seems like it comes right out of our instinct of self-preservation, which is our deepest and first. So that, how could we even want to opt for selflessness that would be almost like opting for non-being?
Wonderful. You're just saying we cannot be selfless. Are you saying that?
Well, to me, it would seem like it would be the same thing as asking for non-being.
Whatever it is. Look, all I'm saying is, stop feeling bad. We're all the same. It's wonderful. Somebody had a terribly beautiful thing to say about Jesus, though I promised I wouldn't get into that, but it's too tempting to get into it. Here, it's very tempting. He said, the lovely thing about Jesus, and this guy wasn't an official Christian, he said, the lovely thing about Jesus was that he was so much at home with sinners because he understood that he wasn't one bit better than they were. We differ from others, from criminals, only in what we do or what we don't do, but not in what we are. The only difference between Jesus, I assume, and those sinners was that he was awake. They weren't. You want to glory in that? Look at me. I won the lottery. I'm so proud to accept this prize. It's really a prize, not for me, but for my nation and my society. Does anybody talk like this when he wins the lottery? He was lucky. He was lucky. He won the lottery. First prize. Anything to be proud of in that? I woke up. I got enlightened. And you gradually learn there's nothing you could do with your good luck, good fortune. And if you did anything towards being enlightened, now listen to this. Almost every one of you really wants to wake up. In the interest of whom? Aha! Want to glory in that? Look at me. I really worked for myself. What's there to glory about? Can you see how utterly stupid it is to be vain about your good deeds? The Pharisee isn't an evil man. He's a stupid man. He's stupid. He's not evil. He's stupid. Didn't stop to think. Like somebody who said, I dare not stop to think, because if I did, I wouldn't know how to get started again.